McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Tuesday's flight over the Osan Air Base is intended both as a show of force and of solidarity. The bombers were escorted by U.S. and South Korean fighter jets. The U.S. is pushing for further United Nations sanctions over the previous week's nuclear test. Washington's Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Sung Kim, says a swift and clear response is needed.
With this latest nuclear test, the second this year and fifth of all, and its over 20 missile launches just this year, North Korea once again has demonstrated blatant and reckless disregard for its commitments and international obligations. This is quite unprecedented, even by North Korea standards.
The nuclear envoys of South Korea and the U.S. are meeting in Seoul Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. At the second day of the ceasefire began Tuesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appeared to be holding despite sporadic and minor violations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said hours after the ceasefire began that early reports suggested violence was dying down.
There was a report that just crossed my desk from Reuters that the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that major conflict zones in Syria were calm after the ceasefire took effect at 7 p.m. on Monday.
Meanwhile, around 20 trucks with the World Food Program logos carrying aid crossed into northern Syria Tuesday. A Turkish official said they were carrying food and flour. This is VOA News.